Gilberto, if you would, first of all, just tell me name, position, what you do for the company.
Well, my name is Gilberto Ranieri, and I'm in charge of global communication at CNH. CNH is the acronym of Case New Holland. Is a world leader both in the ag as well as in construction machinery businesses. And the company is 90% owned by the Italian group Fiat, and the remainder 10% is floating on the New York Stock Exchange.
Well, you're visiting us here at the Farm Progress Show, and in both New Holland and Case brands very much on display. In fact, I think it's kind of interesting that from a positioning standpoint, the two brands have kind of moved apart where they've been together before. I assume there's some strategy behind this.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right. There is a very clear strategy to have the brands separate in terms of mission, in terms of product line, in terms of different customers. And this it doesn't apply, obviously, not only here to North America, but also elsewhere, being the two brands, global brands.
And I've also noticed, you know, the display here for New Holland in particular, some different graphics and logo where you're, I guess I could say, creating a more of a distinction between your agricultural versus other units that are making equipment?
Absolutely, yes. In the case of New Holland, as you mentioned, yes, we have New Holland Agriculture and we have New Holland Construction, because these are two areas of business in which the New Holland brands operate. And we have also refreshed the Case IH and Case logos, and this is part, you know, from time to time you need to refresh, also to give, to update the image, and it's not just a matter of image, obviously, it's also a matter of content in terms of product offering. And New Holland and Case IH, they are already, but will be even more in the future, have a distinct product offering addressing different customers.
Well, having the two brands, I'm sure from a communication standpoint, presents some interesting challenges, as and you've had some time now for that to work out in the marketplace. Going well, or how would you describe how that is going?
But certainly is a challenge, but after all, we are not unique. If we take the motor industry, and especially here in North America, if we consider General Motors, if we consider Ford Motor Company, if we consider Chrysler, obviously we are talking about companies, multi-brand companies. So we are in the same league. But this applies also to other areas of business. We take another example, United Technologies, a very important American company that owns Sikorsky, Otis, Elevators, and other areas of business. But going back to our challenges or our businesses, yes, what we have is a very clear strategy that we have developed over the last relatively few years and is now improving and will improve certainly over the years, just to cover the widest range of customers or products globally and with dedicated product lines and reflecting the heritage, the history of these brands. Because we have also not to forget that both New Holland, Case IH, so on, they have a tremendous historical background.
Well, one of the things that's on showcase here at this show is new technology, and with a company like yours having the two tractor lines, how does your research and development efforts play into, you know, then being those new technologies, things that you develop and learn, filtering out then across those different brands? I assume that there's some commonality in sharing what you learn in the R&D process, right?
Absolutely. But the issue, thanks obviously to the development in technology, that now is much more flexible than it used to be in the past. Basically, the process at our end starts if you like, a downhill. In other words, first we ask our customers and also potential customers what they are looking for. Accordingly, the engineering department of our company has to provide the answer to the brands according to what the customers, what the dealers of the different brands are requiring to the company. So it's we start from downhill instead of like in the old days that it was more an engineering-driven process. For us, it's more a customer-driven company and brands.
Well, anything you'd like to say about what the company has on display for farmers here through both New Holland and your Case products this year?
But what we have the big success as far as New Holland is concerned, or the T7000, that is our one of our new products, and is besides performing extremely well both here in North America as well as in Europe and in Brazil, in Latin America. As far as Case IH, what we have new models of the Magnum. That is one of the most important, obviously, products in the Case IH brand. Then we have development in the planters products. So we have here quite a state-of-the-art of our product range, even though we don't have all our product offering, because we have also to consider, you know, the area and the customers and the visitors which this Farm Progress will obviously address.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Galberto, with CNH, the parent company for both New Holland and the Case tractor line here at Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.